Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, Episode 10, Part 2 on the feats tonight. This continues our Savage Worlds Western horror game produced by the Pinnacle Entertainment Group. If you find yourself needing a game and can't find a gaming group in your area, our podcast is one very small example of what you can find on the internet using Skype or Google Hangouts. In fact, on November 15th through the 17th of 2013, there is an online game convention called AetherCon, found at AetherCon, AetherCon.com, that you might want to check out. This is their second year hosting this online convention, and there seems to be many games up for players and slots left for the GMs as well. If you're looking for a game online but have never tried it, why not give this convention a try? For now, enjoy Episode 10, Part 2 of Deadlands. So, we've just let the ninja in training go. Lucas whiling off the night and on the Gypsy Queen, drinking coffee. Mr. Munson.
Oh, before he does go, I show him that I also have a sigh hidden up my voluminous sleeves. Woo! It is a bit.
Five buddies.
It's the secret Chinese man greeting symbol. We all carry these.
Yeah.
Japanese weapons. Of course you do.
Yep.
I mean, it's a ninja in training, ninja in Japanese, so obvious.
Indeed. All right, so.
So, what goes on with the rest of you? What does Sarah do? Sleep for the night?
I'm going to grab some back issues. I'm going to start reading some back issues of the newspaper, seeing if something interesting creeps up. And then just before nightfall, head back to the hotel, get dinner, and go to bed. Unless somebody comes up with something after dinner.
No. I'm going to be praying and doing some absolutions. And
well, now would be the time to try something with the Thin Noodle Ma people while we are preparing for bed, or possibly go out for the evening so they have an opportunity to look through our places now they know which rooms we are in.
Yeah. We'll set up some basic things. No, not really. We'll handle them later. We'll they're a later thing to deal with. We need to deal with the engines.
I'm merely suggesting that they will not wait for us to be ready.
We can set up some noise traps, some minor things like that. And then set up a few things so that way we can know next time if they do come in.
Okay. Yes, that is much what I would suggest.
All right. So then you're just going to while away the night in bed, etc. Luke, are you coming back to the Sunrise House during the night, or are you just going to come back in the morning?
Well, if we end up chatting late enough that he offers me stay at the Gypsy Queen, fine. Otherwise, if it's early enough when we come back, I'll visit one of the other establishments on the way back, because they don't offer that sort of service at this hotel.
Right.
Night activities, and then come back after later still. So if they've set up noise traps, I'll stumble right into them.
I'm reasonably surprised they would offer that sort of service to any outsider in this.
Other places in the Red Lantern Town which offer that service. That's the point. There are other places in Red Lantern Town that do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're saying this is about the one place that doesn't. So,
so yes, Luke is going to go and do some things and going to get back, early in the morning.
Do some woman action.
Yes. Well, okay. So what happens is this then. Luke, as you come stumbling in, at the crack of dawn, after having a night of Bacchanalian delights, you're stumbling upstairs, and kind of like in the middle of the hallway, there is kind of an ornate cylinder laying on the floor. It's got a bow tied around it, a multicolored, it's some reds and some greens and different colors around it. It's very Christmassy, actually.
Is this on the hallway on the third floor or just in the hotel or what?
No, it's just as you go up the stairs, right onto your floor. It's like right there in the hallway.
So when this is for us, pick it up.
It seems to be a hollow cylinder that's got brass caps on each end. Maybe it's a lacquered bamboo. It's hard, very ornate.
Right, take it inside to the dining room.
Okay. Don't think anyone's up this early.
Probably not.
No.
Obviously, that's a good idea to have a look at this right now. So, yeah, open it up.
Okay. Yeah. There is a scroll inside, a heavily like calligraphy sort of thing, but it's not in a language that you can read. Probably Chinese.
See, how drunk would I be at this point?
You're probably at this point suffering the hangover of the night.
All right. I probably need to pass out too. Right. I knock gently on Young, still going shh, shh to the door whenever it makes a noise.
Give me a notice roll, Young.
Don't want to make it. Oh, you made it.
Yeah, there is a tapping at your door with an occasional shh, shh sound.
Don't go shh. We'll investigate this. We'll go over and start tapping back on the door.
The door is making a racket at you there, Luke.
Shh, John, shh, John, shh, John.
Now I know who it is. I will open the door. Yes. It is.
Yes, I, think.
I look at my arm. I don't know what I was expecting to see there, actually.
Enough for me to sort of stumble in, or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think this is for you, I say, and pass it to him and fall on his bed and pass out.
All right, it's a vellum scroll. Essentially, it is an invitation to Sing Po Tom's estate, which is Big Ears Tam's estate. At your convenience, it has his chop at the bottom.
I look around for the big fire ready to throw in, because I know that
You guys Luke, have fire
Luke won't remember it in the morning, so I'm just wondering if that's the best place for me to deal with this.
Oh, well, up to you.
I go and sleep in Luke's room since he's in.
Fair enough.
All right, later morning.
Now, did you burn it or not? Is the question.
No, I'll show it to the others.
All right.
He's wanting to see us. I think it is a mistake to. I think it would be a mistake for me to go, certainly. Wake up, everybody. Bang, 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 bang.
We're going to assume, yeah, everyone is up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I had been talking immuted because I'm silly. Yeah, no, we need to go deal with the Indians first. No, it's cool. If he wanted you dead, he'd already have killed you by now, so.
Yeah, only if he knows I am in town.
Oh, yes, your cunning disguise has managed to draw everyone's attention to who you are.
There is a...
Oh!
Damn. Oh, well. No. I meant to have the Thon's son deliver a message to my parents before he left.
Oops.
Never mind, he's left now. I cannot do anything about that.
Over a strong cup of coffee, I say, we are still being followed, so if we go to cave or Indians with guns, they'll know.
That's all right. Let them know.
To lead them to the cave?
No, the longer you leave it before responding to this invitation, the bigger insult it will be to.
Well, let's write a note, leave it out, you know, for when we leave, that we will come by his estate tomorrow morning, or tomorrow evening. How far out would we say the engines are?
You can get there and back in probably half a day.
Okay, yeah, we can meet him tonight. We will come, at his estate this night, and that way we're not ignoring him. And that way
leaves us no time to do anything at the Indians.
Well, that leaves us. And we'll come by tomorrow around midday. We'll come by and see him in response to his gracious request.
I can write a response in that then. We got some hotel stationery. Write out exciting
calligraphy, stuff, keeping your sleeve away from the pen as you write, yeah.
Yep.
Alright. And then we...
gone out back later.
Alright, so where are you leaving your response?
Who... It's from Tam, yes?
Yeah, just gray and anyway. Black and white, yeah.
So, if we could... What's his colors?
The bow is multicolored.
Green and red.
Yeah, it's green, red, black, purple. It's got all kinds of colors.
He's got every color to signify that he's controlling all of the ones with the colors. Huh.
We can just...
We can get a runner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it actually a fully on ornate case? Was it like a cheap mass produced thing? Or?
No, it's a very ornate case.
Right.
Yeah, return the...
In the case?
In the case, yes.
Right.
Yeah, so we get a runner and say to the Tam State. All
right.
Wait, wasn't he on the island?
Yes.
No, actually, Tam's estate is not on the island. Tam's estate is actually, if you look at the Heavenly Trail, his is, let's see, it's next to the Ever Triumphant Trail as it leaves the northern verges of the city. So
I don't know where the trail is.
Obviously looking at the wrong thing.
Actually, you can see it on the map right above Prawn Valley. You see that kind of castle?
No, which one
on
are we...
On the Shan Fan map.
Oh, I see. The sort of compound-y bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's where I thought it was. I thought he had a place out on the island, like he had an island of his own. But I thought the main... I thought he had a palace was up there.
I thought the Angelfish Island was...
Yep. Something else there, apparently. But yeah, his is the big compound above Prawn Valley.
Okay. Sounds great.
We'll send in two helicopters, one of which can crash into it.
Alright,
so you're sending a runner, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We'll hire one, and then go get our food and go to the engines.
Are we taking guns with us or not?
Yeah, we're going to take...
Where are we getting the guns from?
We have guns.
We have guns.
So we're going to get our own personal supply.
Thinking of lots of guns. You're thinking of like three or four.
Yeah, we have a set here. We have some here. So just take...
It's not like we're even going to need them, is it?
Well, we have rifles.
Yes, I just thought that they were for society business, if anybody came for them. It is fine to...
No, I'm talking about our I'm talking about our personal weapons.
Well, yeah, we're taking those as well. I mean, how many rifles do we have here?
Coming with the Legion stuff, you've got 10 rifles, 10 handguns, enough ammo, quite a bit of ammo for both.
Yeah, we'll take,
See, it's not a huge supply or anything, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll take three with us and give them to the engines. Honestly, I think that's as good a use of them as them sitting here. So, and it shows, that we're being serious and honest.
Three of just one kind or three of each?
Three of one kind, easier to get ammo that way.
Well, which?
Just pick one, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Before we do this, are there any laws that we know of about arming the Indians?
We live in California. The law is, did someone see you do it? No? Then it's probably all right.
Yeah, he's pretty right about that.
Okay, I mean, just checking, because I don't want to go out of my way to break the law.
I mean, the law is whatever dictator is ruling over that area. I'm sure Warlord Kong or whatever, Kang?
Quan, yeah.
Yeah, Quan says no trading with Indians. and shoot them on sight if you can see them. And also, I'm a douchebag. So
that does not hold true here in this world. Do not believe?
No. Kong is trying to kill the Indians and drive them off his land because he's evil.
Okay.
More likely because they don't like him chopping down all the redwoods. But yeah,
because he's evil. And we should hate him because he's evil. So, anyways, let's go.
Woohoo! All right, does anybody have a skill like tracking?
Oh, if only someone had tracking.
That wasn't hungover.
No, I got some sleep.
Yeah, you did.
He can sleep in the back of the wagon. I'm
pretty certain he had tracking.
Yeah, give me any bonus to tracking? I don't think it does. Nope. It gives me a bonus to random encounters in the wild. Right. Well, it means I can make a roll. Anyway, so you want a tracking roll then?
Give me a tracking roll.
Woohoo! Boom, 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 boom. That was useless because the dice rolled off the thing. there you go. I track everything.
Yeah, okay. Sure. The trail that the missionaries had told you to follow is very easy to follow, until you get to the outskirts of town, and then it becomes pretty much, you start getting kind of broken rolling hills that go into really sparse, trees, really stunted growth. Actually, Luke, since you're kind of an outdoors person, you once again marvel at, how just unproductive the soil is, this close to Shan Fan. Or in this area in general, there should be a lot more growing here, but the soil is just, it's basically sand. There's no nutrients in it. Nothing can really get a hold on it. And you guys are wheeling the cart, right?
I'll sort of start conversation. Can the areas become cursed so much that they just do not provide fertility?
Maybe.
Well, I'm asking the group. I don't know.
Basically, what I believe is happening is that the ghost rock is a poison. And that it being so close, what's the huge earthquake calls that released all the ghosts? Yeah, the quake. The quake basically released all this ghost rock. And this is poisoning the land, causing food to rot, mutating the animals into something other than what they are. So therefore, all their troubles lead back to the thing that's causing all their wealth. Huh. So.
Sounds like society in general.
I mean, the
rich living off the poor and making the poor worse. And
all right. So, you're having this conversation as you're going along. Several hours, into the trip, you do start seeing that, there's more hardier trees starting to take root. And the further away you get from Shan Fan and the coastline, the more you start to see vegetation starting to come back until finally you're in a region where there's actually a forest, redwood trees. And this is where everyone can give me a notice roll.
Just too surprised to ambush. Wink.
Wow, that's just covered up all of my things. I need to minimize the window.
Stop rolling out of the frickin' bloody window, you stupid dice.
Just set up a hot thing or just double-click.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Luke.
You do hot things.
Double-click the thing, then. That's what you need. You don't have to throw them on there.
It's more fun to roll it.
Virtual dice in your virtual hand.
Yep. Looks like everybody except for Young, as the forest is quite quiet, the rest of you, Young, you're just distracted maybe with the nature surrounding you. Perhaps.
Looking for dragons.
You hear shots in the distance, and kind of the murmuring of voices shouting. Can't quite make out what they're saying though.
All right, I break out my rifle and then. I head swiftly in that direction.
Who's actually pushing the wagon?
Yeah, what are you doing with the wagon?
We'll just basically stop it and then let it down.
It's kind of like a wheelbarrow. It's a push cart, is what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. He's gonna run off. I'm gonna stay near the wheelbarrow.
Okay. Can you all see the map now?
Yep.
Okay. Are the soldiers and Indians visible?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're coming in kind of in a low spot. And what the lines are designating there is it is kind of a small hill. It's a rise. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a bare spot where there are no trees. So the area where you guys are is heavily wooded. Okay. The area where the battle is taking place is kind of like on a treeless, mound. And there are a bunch of white men, basically firing at a small group of Indians. And this is kind of what you've run across. Actually, no, they're not white men. They're Chinese men.
All right.
Yellow men.
Are they wearing the colors of Kang?
Of Quan?
Quan.
Quan, you mean? Actually, you don't know what Quan's colors are. So.
We fought.
Actually, red. You did find out. Yes, they have red sashes on.
Yep.
Yes.
Do we want to try to talk this out there? I'm rushing over. Do we want to try to talk this out, Young, or do we just want to take care of it matters?
I do not know. Can you talk them out?
Yes.
They significantly outnumber us, he said, thinking about playing the reinforcements card.
Can you speak both languages? That might be important.
I touch Young.
Is it going to screw things up if I play the reinforcements cards, Bert? Can you just add
more? Oh, yeah, I can add some more in later.
I'm going to play it. Come on, give us all a new card. I want to see how this works out.
Okay, everybody gets a new card.
Well, then, no more. You. No talking for us.
Well, you can still talk.
You can still talk. Yeah, you can still talk.
Who knows? You might get a card which says, hurrah, everything works out properly.
There's no such card in the deck.
Hey, look at that. I got the card Parley. All characters cease fighting and listening to the hero speak for at least 30 seconds. I wonder if we can use that.
Well, you can't, but,
No.
That's very amazing.
Go across your card. So that's what Young got. Get in. What's your new card?
Epiphany. You gain a skill in something you did not have. Gain a d6 in a skill you previously didn't have.
Luke?
Teamwork. Your hero needs adjacent allies. Add +4 to the next trait rolls. The allies must be adjacent when this card is played to receive the bonus.
And what did you draw, Sarah?
Dress to kill. Your hero dresses up, is on for the night, or otherwise far more attractive or charismatic than usual. Add +4 to your charisma for the duration of the scene.
Wow. All right, so Young has already played a card, so he's done playing, except for his card allows him to play one more.
Everybody can play an additional card.
An additional card. So you can play one more, everyone can still play two more.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you want to handle this? There are several Indians dead. The Indians do have hand weapons, and it looks like they're trying to protect those that are downed. The Chinese men have guns.
Alright. I'm going to touch
Currently, Young. They're yelling at the Indians.
Yeah, I'm going to touch Young and cast Speak Language. Holy Ooh. Crap.
Losing your face once again.
Speak language.
All right, let's try this a second time. Yeah.
Thou shalt speak a language, Bill.
Yeah. And Young, play your card as we rush up. Parlay, as we
get up. You have to play it because you have to speak. So I'll trade it to you.
Take whatever you want.
Whatever you got. I can't see your card, so just grab one and give it to me.
Yeah. That'll be. It's not really, but Bird, if you're making suggestions, then it'd be easier for adventure cards if they were in a pool section by player that you can see what other people have and make it easier to trade.
I think I can make it so that you can all see each other's sheets, and that might be the easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go that far, but yeah. All
right. I will shout stop in Chinese. Stop,
Stop your talking.
Stop your shooting.
Come up behind you.
Astonishingly, they stop and listen.
Yes.
Do you want me to play this +4 card to give you a +4 deal, or do you think you've got enough bonuses on you?
I got enough bonuses. I'm good
at it. I don't know. It may decide there's enforcement. Yeah, just completely true.
I'm good right now. go up there and say, what's going on here?
So you're speaking Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just wanted to clarify. It doesn't allow you to speak all languages, just the Chinese?
No, I have to touch someone who speaks that language.
Right, so you're speaking Chinese.
Yes.
Although, actually, I think you speak different Native American dialects, too.
Yes, I speak Sioux as well.
Okay. All right. So, the men stop firing, and as you're come running up the rise to them, I take it, go ahead and drop your character on the plateau. All right. What did you ask? Sorry.
And then I will ask the Indians to not kill them while we're...
You speak in Sioux to them.
Yes.
Sure. Actually, they start collecting or checking on their wounded and start pulling them off the mound.
What's going on here?
Well, we're defending our property from these savages.
It does not look like they have much to defend themselves with. What did they do to so offend you?
They're here. We're trying to clear these trees for Quan.
Gosh, I really just want to shoot you now.
Did you say that? You just said that. No.
Where's the wheelbarrow in relation to all of this?
It'll be down there with you.
It'll be down there.
Yeah, down there with you.
Okay, I can't check on the wounded, then. Damn.
Well, you can just leave it and go check on the wounded.
Do you not think...
Give me a notice roll.
This is horrible.
Who gets perfect? Is that everyone
just Gideon who's engaged with the Quan's men? These are kids. I mean, these guys are barely teenagers. Most of them look like they're crapping in their pants. Like their eyes are wide. They look like they're frightened. The one you're talking to is older. He's like maybe 16, 17. Seems to be a bit more brash.
All right. They have nothing with which to threaten you with.
They wouldn't leave. We told them to leave. They wouldn't leave.
And that warrants murdering them?
This area is claimed by Quan. They're trespassing.
They were here before Quan was here. This is theirs. Even though Quan owns it now, would you do this to your mother and father? To yours?
He kind of looks at you shocked. He says, we do what Quan wills us to do. They have to move. You definitely get the idea that he's spouting rhetoric. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's afraid every bit as much as the rest of them are, but he's just holding it together a bit more.
Yes. You did a good job there. Then say who was here but you and them, you and your soldiers. Say you did not find them. Is it worth it to murder a man?
He looks up like he's got a lot of fear in his face. He says, no, there's another contingent of us.
Then,
Big Brother is nearby. We have to do this or Big Brother will kill us all.
Then point me in his direction and I will take care of Big Brother.
About that time, reinforcements come.
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Let me pull up some critters here.
Critters?
Well.
Giant beaver attack!
I love the beavers! I allow them to kill me!
Big Brother is a were-ferret.
Well then. Oh, I love ferrets as well. Damn it.
Alright, about that time, you start hearing the thunder of hooves. As a contingent of soldiers on horseback are coming up on the far end of the rise here. Can you guys see them?
Yep.
All right. The Indians have collected the few that are still alive, that are injured, and are trying to carry them off the mound.
Okay.
Leaving behind several that are apparently dead.
Right,
you can... Take one action of some sort before the horsemen are upon you. So, what are you doing?
I am going to say, the Lord, the Celestial Father, will not allow this to go unavenged. Look at how he howls and point at the writing soldiers in cast Windstorm. Because I don't think they're talking.
All right, so you're going to try and put up a windstorm.
Yeah, are they coming up like they're going to start killing us? Or
well, right now there's a couple of them on the mesa, but a lot of them are in the tree line, so your storm is going to hit a lot of the trees, so they're going to have some cover from that.
Okay, no.
The two in the front, no problem.
No, I'll hold off on it then and say, the Lord is with me, I shall not want, and try to cast quickness on myself. And yes, I succeed. What do the rest of you do?
Well, we don't speak Chinese, so we have no idea what's going on. Well, I don't speak Chinese.
Yeah. So. And then I'll say,
oh, no, hey, look, there's soldiers, there's riders coming up. Right.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Luke? Yeah, I mean, you notice the riders coming up and such. Anything special?
I've got my gun at the ready. But since we're not shooting yet, I'm not going to shoot them.
And Yong is still in the tree line off to the sort of north of where the others, just in case something goes wrong, and then he can come out of there and as a surprise.
Sarah?
I'm just going to have my shotgun out and guard the cart with all the supplies.
Okay, fair enough.
Chore dust. Whatever.
Well,
that you can't walk that far across.
But right. if my companions look like they're going to leave, then I'm going to put the cart in, like, behind some trees and take off with following them.
So what happens?
One second. I need to build
up a fire. Damn it.
I'm trying to remember how to group. Anyone remember how to group a person in on the tracker?
No, I got no idea, unfortunately.
Ah, that's how you do it. Okay, there we go.
Oh dear.
Yep.
I am very glad that I allowed us all to.
This is not going to go well.
You started your giant big speech by going, "What's going on here, then? Hey, tell me something." You should have come out strong with a big speech.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the name of God, or something.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that backseat advice.
On how bad preacher, man. That's what you should have done there.
Well, I did start that, but unfortunately, reinforcements arrived because someone played a card.
Hey, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to speechify if I hadn't played a card. But then again, you wouldn't have had the
reinforcements. Yeah. Wouldn't have had to. I would have been dealing with a bunch of kids. So I would have been able to. Whatever. All right.
His big brother's like a day older than him. It's his twin. It's
justice. Oh, so. All right. Oh, my Lord. All right, we're going to die here.
Well, depends on what you do. I'm sorry, I need to. Sorry, I'm getting the combat tracker worked out.
So, Gideon, would you play. I'm sorry, so young, would you play the fucking Herald card on me? First thing I'm going to do is kill you.
Oh, the manager gets control. You don't get control for the first 24 hours, so I've got 24 hours in which I'm still alive.
But I think I'm the one that has the Harrowed card.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have that.
Yeah, but I'm going to kill you anyways.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is. This is all your fault. I know it is.
Well, if you're going to kill me anyway, I'll stab you. Well, no, if you're going to kill me... I kill myself. Play the Harrowed card on me.
Oh, do you get a rider too, Sarah? Is that what that's about?
That's what it looks like, and it also looks like I'm going to be playing a card on myself if I get attacked.
Well, inspiration gives a +2 to all trait rolls the rest of this round. Does not say it has to be nearby or anything, so just everyone gets +2.
Does that include damage? No.
It's not a trait. That's all right. You can inspire us all with your inspiring words.
Now I'm just thinking, what's the better way to handle this? Yeah, a medical.
That should do it. All right, so bring out the cards. Looks like the horseback people go first on a 10 of diamonds.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I'm last. Okay, I'll be over here quietly.
Okay, and so what we're going to have then is they don't really notice you guys at first, so they're going to come up and they're essentially going to just start firing at the Indians off horseback. And this is a big map. And, shrink it down a little. That's better.
How have you managed to do that then?
Oh, to shrink it? You hold control and then grab the bottom right window while you're holding control and hit the left mouse button, hold it down, and it will shrink the whole thing. And then once you've shrunk it, click in the middle and use your mouse roller to make it fit back all in one screen. That makes any sense.
Ah, yes. Yeah, okay. I see what you're doing.
And I'm missing a horse somewhere.
I think two horses.
Yeah.
Well, I can only see three, I should say.
Okay. Yeah, there was one over by me a few seconds ago.
Yeah, he moved away.
Okay, we're good now.
Good.
There we go. Okay. And so, yes, they are going to just make shots at the remaining Indians there. Shooting at the remaining Indians.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
All right.
Yeah, give me just a second there. All right, so one. That's a hit.
That's it. They're getting worse.
Yeah.
Miss. So three hit and two missed. Okay. Well, that's essentially their turn. Gideon, you're next. They've just rode up to the crown of the hill and started firing into the Indians. What are you doing, Gideon?
I am going to shout at them, to the kids that if you wish to live, you will not interfere in this.
So you're making a threat.
Yes.
Okay, well, give me an intimidation roll.
All right.
Let's see, what do these poor kids have as a guts D6, okay?
Ooh.
Aha! Yeah, I would call that breaking. Well, each of them needs to save. That's number one. Two, four. Alright, well, sure. Okay, you've said your piece then.
Yes.
And going down.
Well, no, I have two actions, because I cast quickness.
Okay, what's your next action?
I am going to point at the lead riders and cast windstorm.
Okay, go for it.
Yes, with the rays.
And what does windstorm do again for me?
I need to make a roll or B. is a me and Bursch template. Everyone within the windstorm is automatically blinded and must make a vigor roll or be shaken each round. Any range attacks across the twister suffer a -2 penalty. And it's within sight. So.
Okay, sounds good. Let me drop a medium template on there.
Which should include their horses as well.
Yeah. It's their sight that matters for combat, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where the hell are the templates?
And it has decided to produce one.
Crap, I have lost where the templates are. Okay. I know it's a layer mode, and then
oh, Let's all press buttons until we find it.
Well, it may also be a GM.
Ah!
Did you find it?
Yep.
Da-na-na.
All right, there
it's
we go.
It's right click pointers, and then make your way from there.
Okay, so move your template where what you want to catch.
Yeah, I can catch all of them, really, I guess.
No, you can't.
It's a little unclear where they are, unfortunately.
No, I'll take it. Yeah, we'll call the middle of the hex, considering where they are. So, yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll call it all of them. All right, so what do they have to say versus?
Bigger.
The gear. We've got a chocolate good big gear.
Just from top to bottom. Chocolate then. Yogurt. First one.
Boom. He makes it.
Next one.
Wow, he definitely makes it.
He doesn't. He ignores you.
Wow.
He ignores you.
Wow.
Are they at a minus because you raised?
Let me check. Nope, that's not a thing for windstorms.
They all save.
You suck.
They're all wild cards. I mean, we're pretty fucked.
They are all unshaken, but they are not all not blind.
Yeah, they're all still blind.
And all right, and the kids run. Your speech was enough to break the morale, so they're running for it. So that cuts down your combatants.
Yeah.
Unleash until they shake out of it. Sarah.
A bunch of kids. Me.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I did. Young. What are you doing, Young?
Young has been hiding in the wild, in the scrub over here. He's found a dead beaver or something over there, and he's got all of the blood and smeared it all over his face. Mm. And put like ferns and stuff in his hair, and he's gonna run out going blah, 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 and play the
shoot him guard
in a combat situation. Hey. Does or says something so horrific and intimidating it brings all others to a standstill. All characters, friend and foe, are shaken.
So everyone except for you is shaken.
I'm now run shaken.
And for my actual action, I'm gonna try and cast my spell on myself. Let's see if that goes off. Bam!
Wow. No.
It's fine.
That's well worth it, Chip, I'll bet.
Nah, they're all shaking right now.
Okay.
So that's everybody shaking, correct?
That's everybody, yes, including
it's
you.
In the area? Well, it says bring the area to a standstill. I don't know. Was she close enough?
Well, she was watching, so since it was a visual thing that he was doing, I would say.
Are they up or down? Uh-huh. I don't know. Yeah. Well, whatever. Sorry.
Fine, whatever.
Yep, everyone's shaking. So, Sarah, you have to unshake first.
You can wreck a roll if you really want to spend a chip on it.
It's a spirit roll to unshake.
Spirit?
If you want to shake?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Spirit roll. Need a four.
Shake.
Did that roll?
Nope.
I didn't see.
Okay.
That did it.
Nope.
Yep. And you got a raise, so you can act.
Okay. The one closest to me, I'm going to basically blast them with my shotgun.
You're going to shoot one of the kids, or are you going to...
The kids are running away in panic.
Are they running away from me, or are they running towards me?
They're running towards you. Panicked look in their eyes. I'm going to say they would have dropped their guns, and they're screaming.
And they're shaking.
And I'm still shooting.
Okay.
Wow!
What? So don't complain to us anymore, Nick, okay?
You're just murdering someone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make your roll.
What?
Well, they can become un... Oh, wow.
That's a yeah.
Hit with the raise.
Oh, that... But only the first one counts, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. you only get one raise.
4d6 worth of damage.
Yep. All right. Do your damage.
Okay.
Some kid.
Yep.
I understand this is straight up murder. I really do.
Yep. Oh, your character may not understand that they're what they're doing. So that's fine. Go for it. And remember, you get an extra d6 with your damage.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Dead. Dead.
Yep.
Blew the hell out of that one.
Yep. That kid,
We're using your shotgun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just explodes into little bloody gobbets of flesh.
Which means the rest of them should really run for the hills and really not be back.
Yes. Yes. The unarmed, defenseless boys.
All right. Luke, unshake.
Can I shake myself? Yes.
Yes, with a raise.
Nope. Not with a raise.
Not with a raise. Close. All right. So you're unshaken.
Yep, it's not worth spending a chip on it, so go.
All right, martial artist with the Joker, go first. This is all the kids.
Oh, good.
This is the kids, yeah. So with a +2, they're going to take the action of run!
Run from the mad woman!
Yeah, they'll run away from Sarah now, so yeah. They're going to run this way.
Run for the hills! Why are they shooting from the hills? Run away from the hills! Yep.
So they're going to be off the screen before they get a chance to try and ignore the morale breaking. Luke!
Well, are they all still shaking?
Actually, yeah, they're still shaking. They can still run when they're shaking, but I should check to see if they're not now.
Was it plus two bonus?
They're just going to run away. It doesn't.
Yeah, it's not difference. Important. Yeah. So, Luke,
go for it, Luke.
Right, now that I am as unshaken, is it obvious who the main leader of the pack is?
No, it's not. No one is really standing out above and beyond anyone else.
And they're currently in a windstorm.
Yep. So yeah, shooting into them, you're going to be at a -4 anyway.
Yep.
Well, so I'm at a -1 for distance.
-2 to hit.
Yeah, what's the minus for distance, though?
Hey, they're 2 yards a square, so you're still within short range, I would imagine.
Yep.
Okay. I can't see really an action to shoot the first one once the windstorm's gone away.
You can go on hold.
Yeah, you can put yourself on hold if you want.
Yeah, I'll go on hold until I can actually see someone to shoot properly.
All right. Young.
I also go on hold. I see what they do to come out of the windstorm.
Okay. And Sarah?
Well, how far? They're farther than my, they're farther than what?
That's range 12. No, that's 12 yards. It's 2 yards a square.
Oh, okay. So they actually are in range.
Yeah.
I'm going to, can I see any of them to shoot at well, or is it still in?
Are you talking about the horseback people?
Yeah.
Then no, you can't see well because there's a dust storm in the middle of it. I mean, you can still see well enough to take a shot. What is it? -2 shooting into them?
-2. You're using a shotgun. They're about 24 yards from you, so you'd be at medium range. So a further -2.
I'd like to point out it's 12 squares, not 12 yards, and each square is meant to be 2 yards.
Yes,
that's how it's figured.
Oh, so they're actually just outside of short range for me. They're in short range.
Yeah, 22 to 24 yards.
Yeah, they're in short.
Mm-hmm. They're in short, but I can't really see it well enough, so I'm going to hold my action.
Okay. Lots of people holding their actions then.
Well, because we're shooting people and we can't see to shoot properly, so what's the point?
That's fine. Gideon?
Unshaken. Let's see if I can be. Yeah, yes. I unshake. That's what... How does that work with quickness?
Yeah, you get another turn in a sense.
Okay.
So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So they're all still stunned. So I'm just going to shoot one.
Okay. You have the -2 as well.
No, my wind's,
it goes down on your turn.
I can choose to, keep concentrating on it and I don't choose to keep concentrating on it.
Okay. So you let it go down.
Yep. I let it go down. And then I shooty shooty.
I didn't think any of them were shaken.
None were shaken. They all made it.
No, right. The martial artists are currently shaken.
No, right. They're not.
Yeah.
They're shaken because of the... Yeah,
Young play the card.
Yeah.
Right. So, boom.
From the card they are, not from the windstorm.
Yep. Right.
No.
So. Well, biscuit.
That's a miss.
Yep. Oh, well.
All right. And... Well,
before they go, then before they jump, I would like to jump in and take my turn now. The windstorm's
gone
down.
I think we all do.
Yep. well, you can go first. I've got no problems with that.
Go ahead, dude.
Okay. Good. It didn't explode. No. That's not fair.
Still hit, though.
Yeah.
Right. 7 points.
Yeah, and they have a toughness of 5, so... And
well, they still get...
already shaken. So it's 1 wound and 1 go. So you care which one?
Not really. Well, I can't tell who the main leader is. So,
right. Yeah, farthest away from Young. Then.
You can target. That's nice.
Okay. And Young, you want to take your action that was on hold? Go ahead.
I was also on hold, so I will run over and sort of position myself here.
Mm-hmm.
there, and then I'll do two attacks on that one, one with each hand.
Oops, I forgot marksman, never mind.
And do you have an offhand penalty, or do you have something?
I will have an offhand penalty, yes, but I don't suffer a multi-action penalty because I am two-fisted. I am good
so
with both
hands. Minus two to your offhand.
So I unleash my tiger fist.
Wow.
Wow. That's a hit and a raise.
That's a hit and a raise. Okay.
Yeah. And the damage
just one raise counts for melee, or is it lots of raises?
Yeah, no, it's just one raise as well. So my biting fists attack him.
What is it that gives you lots of bonuses on races then? When something does, is this a particular gun or is it?
No,
it's nothing.
Yeah, no, there's no combat.
It's the damage. That
So one of them, another one dies. Yep,
another one's gone.
And then I turn my vicious other fist on them and I unleash clawing fury against the other guy.
Minus two.
Do I actually have any penalty because they're on horses?
No. Not really.
Oh, okay.
Fast, furious, fun.
They're ponies.
Oh.
I missed horribly with the second one.
The rule about shooting someone on a horse is you use innocent bystander rules if you're going to hit the guy or the horse. But if you're pounding on someone, there's no such thing.
I grab his spurs by mistake. Ow, 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 ow.
Spin the chip.
And Sarah, are you on holding?
Yep. You're off hold now? What are you doing?
Yep, I am shooting the one that I can shoot at.
Go for it.
I'm standing right next to it. Whoops.
Probably this one here would be the more obvious one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yep.
No, it's just a two.
It's no, awesome. It's a hit. What? Plus two for shotguns.
Oh, yes.
Yep. That's right.
So is she still short range, though? Is it only plus two at short?
Yep. It's 12 squares. She's right at short range.
Okay, I'll take it. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Wow.
Yeah, just enough with the extra one. It was just enough.
Well, why did she get... No, she mistakenly rolled an extra one.
No, I didn't.
Why would you roll an extra one?
It's supposed to be... Isn't it supposed to be four?
Nope, it's 3d6.
You get the extra one if you get a race. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, not enough then. All right, so there's still three up.
Shaken.
Yep.
They won't be.
And unshake.
Give me out my tracker. All right, so they're going to try to unshake then. First one.
Where did they disappear to then?
I have no idea.
Two of them.
Ouch, retaliation.
Yep, he makes it and can act. Next one did not make it. Next one made it and can act. So two of them made it and can act. The middle one cannot. Put them back on here.
I just moved the one.
He's spearing. Yeah. Okay, so Young, you're right in front of the one. He's going to... you know what? He is going to... Right. He is going to leap off the horse and do an eagle claw strike on you.
Wow.
He's a martial artist.
Yeah.
But what's
five?
No parry of nine. So I block his obvious. My kung fu is stronger.
next one is going to probably take a shot at Luke over there. So
that's the non-shaken one.
Did those come through? They did not. Try that again.
There we go.
Nope. Four hits on a shooting roll.
Yep.
Ow.
And what's a normal rifle? 2d6?
2d8.
Rifle. Yeah, 2d8. AP2.
Huh.
I don't have any AP, but AP2.
12.
Oh dear gods. What's my toughness? Crap all. Toughness of 6. That's a hidden raise.
Shaking
a wound.
You can spend a chip for a toughness roll if you want, or not.
Yeah, that's a vigor roll.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow a chip. Then I'm gonna clear a few chips. So vigor. No, that sucks.
Okay, so unless you want to spend another chip and try it again, it is shaken with a wound.
Your odds are good.
Well, what?
We're to succeed again. You're just rolling kind of crap right now.
Yeah.
I'd spend a chip.
Not your chip, though.
Fair point, but you have four of them.
Yeah. How do you know how many chips I have?
Because I keep count.
I suppose. It's nearly getting near the end.
Yes, might as well spend them.
It's a success. I'm not. Did it? No, it didn't come through, did it?
Nope, yeah, didn't
no,
no. Okay, let's try again.
It's a success. Success. So, yep. No wounds, but you're still shaking.
No.
No, you're not. You got rid of all wounds, so you're not shaking either. You're good.
Yay.
And Gideon, you're at the top of the round with the Queen of Diamonds, reacting faster than the rest. And
yep.
You're doing.
I still have my two actions, my last round of it, so I am going to cast Stun and catch all three, but not Young. Which I do succeed.
Okay.
And so
God does not like
just
you.
Just a bigger roll.
Bigger rolls. All right. First one at the top. Yep.
And second then one. Yeah, just two of them have to roll, so both of them make it.
They
so.
Both make it.
Yep. Unfortunately, they're rolling rather well. Mm-hmm. And then I'll shoot one.
All right. Go ahead. Hit with
raise. All right. 2d8 plus 6. Yeah, I kill one.
Yep.
One goes oh, well, no, I, yeah, 14.
Yeah, so. that's more than enough.
Yep, one of the unshaken one. So. Mm-hmm.
Sure. To the left.
Okay, and now it's Sarah. What are you doing? The kids are now, the kids have now ran deep into the forest.
I reload.
Okay. You want to take a multi-action and reload and shoot, or just reload?
Just reload.
So the kids finish running, and Luke?
Pew pew. I'm not shaking or anything, good. Right, pew pew.
Well,
that's
one
better.
Hitting the rings. Yep, hitting the rings.
That's better.
That guy dies even if you roll minimal.
Which I pretty much do.
Yep.
Well, they're not shaken.
Well, the one that he...
Oh, shaken, that one was, yes.
Yeah, this is the difference between rolling into the screen and just double-clicking on that damn skill. It's more fun to roll. And I actually succeed too well.
All right, it's me and done. The one lone horseman.
Oh, I keep forgetting my marksman. Never mind. Don't need it.
Let's see. I'm going to make him do a little morale here to see what he's going to do. No, he's made of firm stuff. Luke, you are apparently the Chinaman in control of these white devils. So.
Well, That was the guy on the ground fighting.
That would be Young, not Luke.
Young, sorry.
I'm a Chinaman now.
Yep. So yeah, he is going to attack you with his eagle claw. For I am going to spend a chip on that.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
9.
That's exactly it. Yep.
All right. So here comes his eagle claw damage. 7.
Oh, that shakes me.
Yes, he yells out something about being a traitor to the White Bloods. And
shake
it's your
my
turn,
head
Young.
Sadly. All right, well, I'll try and unshake. I'll see what's going on there. Spit roll. Bam.
Make it, but no action.
I guess I can't spend a chip in order to just unshake.
Good odds that you'll go before he does next time on the next round.
Now, you'd have to spend a chip to re-roll it at this point because you made
the
roll.
Yeah, so I'll just... So I'll just stand where I am.
Okay.
Circle around him.
He goes first! And he tears into you.
Oh, well.
Yes. 5.
Not this time.
I haven't spent any chips, so here's a red one. I'll do it again. 4. Yes, you're weaving and bobbing as you're getting away from his vicious eagle claw. Sarah, you're reloaded. You will be firing into melee, unfortunately, though, if you fire. Which might not matter to you. I mean, you know, it's just two Chinamen.
Yep.
Can you tell which is which?
Kill him all.
Sarah?
Hey there, Sharon.
How far away is About how far away is Mitri?
Same distance.
Same distance? Okay, can I play a card and then shoot?
What's the card?
Okay, you shall not pass.
Okay, what's it do again? Throw it on the table there.
Okay, nice. Your character gains +2 bonus to all attack and damage rolls. The effects last as long as the character does not move and is not shaken at the end of another character's action.
Okay, toss it on the table. Sounds good. And then make your roll.
Okay.
Just don't get a 1 on the shooting die. That's all you don't want to do.
Yeah, pretty much. Nope.
Oh, you hit.
Yeah.
All right, so roll your damage, and +2 to the damage as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Did a woman strikes again.
A shotgun blast, yeah. Blows in the middle of your melee there, young, and the guy falls with significant portions of his body missing. So they only managed to kill one more Indian while you had to go through all of this.
Oh, good.
All right. So the carnage of the battlefield is over. here, real quick here. Let me see if any of the horses survived. That one's dead. Go ahead. What are you doing?
I'm going to go over to the Indians and...
Two horses survived.
speak to them in Sioux.
I'll go for the horses.
And then real quick, I'll shout, Miss Beauchamp, we have wounded. And then go over to the Indians.
On my way.
Speak to them and soon say.
Stepping on the body of the young kid that you blew down in his prime.
Is there anyone who needs assistance? The Lord has allowed me to, heal people.
All right. Well, first of all, they've just been shot at by a bunch of yellow guys. This white guy coming to them now, speaking a language that they sort of know. Let's see how they like you. Give me some kind of persuasion type of role there.
Right.
Not a problem. You speak your accent flawlessly, even though it's not their primary tongue. They understand it well enough. One man, kind of is taking charge. He's got a badly wounded left arm. It's just kind of hanging limply on his side. And he tells you that they've lost about five of their own, and there are 3 here that are badly injured.
All right. Then do you mind allow me to touch you? And the woman who is coming also knows how to heal, although she does not know my way. She knows a different way.
Persuasion roll is high enough for him to trust you, so sure.
All right, then I will go around touching people and healing them.
All right, so you've got 3 that are badly wounded.
3 or 4.
Well, son of a
bitch. God doesn't like you healing the red man.
No, let's try that again. Yeah, he does.
There we go. And how much does it heal?
4 or 5. For wild cards, success removes 2 wounds with a raise. So if they're not wild cards, yep, then it just heals them up to normal.
They are injured but mobile. Yeah.
Right. Do I need to roll for each one, or do you just
yes,
want one
you do.
Two?
If you're right. Using laying on hands, you certainly do.
Yep. Again.
No problem.
And
roll to 1.
Okay. Yep.
Sarah, you're doing your medicing, or are you not?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you've won what trust they have for people by helping them out. They look a little shell-shocked. You notice all 3 of them, despite their icons there, have traditional weaponry. None of them are wearing anything. No guns, no metal. Everything they have is, stone axe, stone arrows.
Okay.
Do I need to roll for each one as well, or does it matter?
Just make 1 roll.
Okay, well, 1 more, just take the 1 I just made.
No, I see the 1 you made. 9 is good. Okay, now you're bandaging some of the others. Sucking wounds, that sort of thing. Pulling out bullets, mostly.
We have come here with food.
I will be coming over the bridge with the food while the others were tending to the horses and the wounded.
We were sent by the Mormon brothers to you. Can you lead us back to your camp so we can give you the food and speak with you there.
The one that you had been talking with the kind of the limp arm there. Even after your doctoring, by the way, it's still limp to the side. It's not moving. He tells you that these are his people, or what's left of them. This was their campsite. These people tried to drive them off. Last night they came back today to collect their things and they were attacked.
Well,
Do you have any cousins in the region you can go with?
There are other brothers that will take us in. Yes.
So pointless. We did not come here just to distribute food, sadly. We were also looking for a man who was wise in this region in the folklore. I give a description of the individual that we have.
You're noticing, shockingly, that it looks very much like this individual.
Okay. Yes, I am shocked.
Actually, he asked you how the two young men who have been touched are.
They are doing well. The Lord is helping them in their path.
What language is it you speak again?
Sioux.
And Sioux, he uses the honorific for a foolish young man when he he speaks to them. Although touched is not quite, you're not sure what he means by that. All right. Well, let's remove ourselves from this place of carnage. The spirits are restless here.
Of course. Lead the way.
I point at the ones which I punched who are not dead. Mm-hmm. What do we want to do with these?
Bring them with us.
Prisoners!
Unless you have something to do, they hurt yours, honored. Honored one.
He shakes his head and he says, I don't wish the blessing of death upon these.
Then what would you have us do with them?
I suspect there are going to be people coming back as soon as those kids report back, and they're going to come back in mass, so we can just leave them here and they'll get picked up.
If that is, do you wish to disfigure them so they cannot hurt your people anymore?
He looks at you. Kind of shocked, and then, you know, using the tongue that you're using, understands exactly what kind of Indians you've dealt with before. He says, let us collect our holy items, and then we will go.
Basically, you just said, do you want to stab them in the face?
Well, remove their hand. You know, blind them. There are different ways to do this. But
the guy goes to about the center of the hill or so. And he basically kicks over some leaves and some deadfall and retrieves a piece of stone, and he puts it in his pouch. And he says, we could not retrieve this last night. We come back today. That's when they ambushed us. We have some caves nearby. It should be safe there.
Got some horses if some of you need more help moving.
Oh, yes. They'll gladly take horses.
Boom. There you go. Two horses.
Yeah. So they leave you. They led you through some very overgrown paths through the redwoods. And soon you're at a point where there's no path at all. It's just very difficult maneuvering. You feel that they're being slow so that you can keep up with them. Sure enough, you know, about a half hour into this walk, you do hear more horses far behind you, but it doesn't sound like they're following. And about an hour later, you come to kind of a mesa that's starting to build up. Not a mesa, I guess, just a hill with a very sheer side. It looks like there was an earthquake here at one point, and this piece of ground was just thrust up into the air. Leads you through a tangle of vegetation into a cave mouth. And when you come in, you notice there's like a natural chimney in here, so they're able to have fires and such, and it still kind of masks their presence. It's pretty tight. There's not a lot of maneuvering room in here, but it seems to be a fairly secure place. And there are
clayware here where they keep certain herbs and food and such, and they start breaking these things out to attend to.
On the way here, I would have been masking our trails, sort of brushing over our tracks and stuff so they couldn't follow us.
Ah, good! And then it looks like they failed their tracking roll.
That's what that was it? Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what that was.
Neat.
All right, so you feel at least somewhat safe here. They've got a fire going. They're sharing what they have with you, although they're very appreciative to get the meat.
Mm-hmm. There was a cave that we found, and I will draw the petroglyph that we found there and describe what we saw.
The other pieces will probably know that I've been carrying around the pieces of the jewel with me in different pockets just to, I don't trust it anywhere else, and they'll know I have it if we need it. Boom.
I'm sorry, so you're saying you're showing him the jewel pieces, or you're not?
No, the other pieces, and I have it on me, so if we need to show them.
Okay, but you're not actually throwing them out or anything. Yes, Red Wing knows the glyph of which you speak. It designates, a place of power where rituals have been done in the past. He says, actually, that his dreams have been greatly disturbed lately, and he has seen these symbols in his dreams.
Okay,
what does they mean?
His dreams portend of a great healing flood that sweeps the sickness from the land. The flood is controlled by the great earth spirits who are awakened by the blood of those who wish to cleanse the land.
Oh.
He says he dreams of the flood washing away a great black building with colored lights.
Okay.
Woo, going to a disco rave.
That's not.
There's, many of the holy men of his tradition have been having this dream.
So this is the place where the ritual is conducted?
He says, no, it's one of the places. The earth sleeps soundly, and it takes much to waken her wrath. Places like these that are marked with this symbol are places where whispers can be made to the Great Mother, but it takes many such rituals to waken her.
And
can you tell if an area has had a ritual performed in it?
So, yes, there are certain signs that are left. This glyph that you speak of, for instance, did you feel a certain, you are a more enlightened white man than most, but did you feel a certain sense of power around it?
I believe we did.
Then it's still an active site, then. Once a ritual has been done there, especially if it's been done recently, the earth will subside again there. It will be quiet. So that your site is still active.
So, well, that's a thing. So
is it a good thing, a bad thing? Is it a thing we can use?
Well, the flood, he continues, will bring upon much destruction, but it will cleanse the sin from this land so that things will grow again naturally as it will. The great evil will be displaced.
Will it be displaced or destroyed? I'm not quite certain on the translation done by our man.
It will be made no more.
So, I think that's a normal thing to do.
Depends what reason you are doing it. Is this cleansing, can it pick who it hits? Or will it just catch everyone?
No, it will be a great flood. But the result of the flood will be to destroy the place of the darkest power. And again, he describes the black building with the colored lights.
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder where that building is.
That sounds like somewhere we have been.
Yes, it does. And that individual very much deserves to be cleansed, and all of his followers.
So, do we try and find the people who are doing this and help them? Or do we assume that this is going to be good and go off without a hitch and just leave them to their
things? Or are we the ones,
who should be doing it?
Is it our blood that we'll be washing, I think, the point?
Well, if the other one was already working when we arrived.
No, he said that had not been used. Once it has been used, it will be laid quiet. So it's still, the earth is still listening there. The earth, you know, it hasn't been spoken to yet.
How would one do this ritual?
He says, I don't know enough of the old ways to know. There may be others, that will, but this is beyond me. I see only the visions.
Okay.
Do you want to ask him about the cave guardian thing?
Yeah. Yes, I have one other question for him. Do you know what would happen if two different parties were trying to use the sacred places? If we were to do it and another group was to do it, would it matter if we spilled different blood in the places?
The spilling of the blood catches the ear of the earth. What you whisper to the ear is what matters.
But so can someone else then whisper after us and change what is heard?
After it's or quieted. Indeed.
No, once it's quieted, the mother no longer listens.
What if one person were to whisper one thing at one place and another person were to whisper something contrary or different at another place?
Then the earth would be confused. There are many, many such places. I would think the stronger voice or the more voices that speak for one thing would be the one that would be heard.
So we find these places and we whisper contrary things on every opportunity so that nothing happens.
Well, I think this individual really needs to be cleansed, but we need to figure out what to do with the ritual. But now we have greater information. Do you know who else can tell us? Yes.
Sorry, say that again?
Do you know who else can tell us?
There are many wise men of the tradition. We've lost contact since so much has happened. We've been divided by the white men and the railroads, and we've lost so many of the brothers and near lost angels. He doesn't say lost angels. He'll say something... Yeah, something poetically, you know.
All right, well, thank you. Cave Guardian. What do you know?
Oh, yeah, many, many places of power have been in charge with a guardian.
Is there a way to tell them not to kill us?
Some have various charms they'll recognize. Some will recognize certain blood, but there's no... one way that works for all of them.
Mm-hmm. I produce a shell from up my sleeve. Mm-hmm. The shell that the beavers gave to me. And sort of ask him if this is any... is this anything that you recognize?
Oh, yeah. He takes it and he rolls around his head. He shakes it for a minute and then he drops it into the stew pot. And he tells you, wait.
There was a writing on it that you only see when you set it on fire.
No, with the steam.
The one shell to bind them all.
The shell cracks open, and he fishes around inside and withdraws a pearl, and he hands it to you. And he says, and soon we'll have soup.
It's a pearl of wisdom.
Oh, yes, such things as these really are also...
bad.
Such things as these are also gifts of the earth and have power of their own.
I am not liking this earth motif. It appears as though we will have to go underground a lot. And
caves, fissures, underground streams, you know. Yes. Yes, and soon you have tasty clam stew.
All right.
So if I'm gathering it right at the moment, species. We need to speak the right kind of words into Mother Earth at this particular cave. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, we need to find out what the ritual is to awaken the mother.
The wise man actually interjects when you say he's speaking, and he says, your spirit and your character will speak for you.
So we'll go down there and slaughter a lot of people. No, wait, we've done that. Didn't help.
Well, I know Miss Beauchamp ain't going to be there at this point.
No, you probably didn't even see her shoot down that kid.
I know. That's why I'm not. That's why I haven't been violently berating her about it. So.
We saw the body, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume that it was going to be a tax. So this flood you speak of, is it a literal flood?
Yes. The Great Bay will wash over the countryside.
What do you suppose the chances of a certain amulet catching around the spire of, say, the tallest building in the area might be?
Don't give them better ideas, Richard.
All right. So, anyone else got any questions?
The main thing is, has the big, huge slaughter in that cave already spoken?
No,
it was active.
It just activated it.
Yeah, you have to do a ritual. It's not just, I go in there and cut up a bunch of children. Look at all this blood. You have to do a ritual there.
Surprised your mind went there.
Really? You're surprised?
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not surprised Nick's mind went there. I am surprised Gideon's mind went there.
Most of these heathen rituals include killing children, right? Right?
Technically, since Gideon's 19, he's still technically a child.
Oh, no. I'm a man. I was a man when I was turned 15. Or 13, I'm sorry. And I was baptized.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Just keep thinking that.
Well, no, I know it to be true. I don't have to think it. I think we're done here. We appreciate you giving us the information you gave us, and I wish you, I'm sorry that we weren't able to save more, but I hope you have better winds. Oh, one last quick question. Am I touched the same way the other brothers were touched?
He nods. He says yes.
What allows you to see that?
He kind of looks at you a lot and says, it's obvious. You have the fingerprint of your creator. And he points, he just touches your forehead.
As do we all. All right, well. I wish you fair travels. Given I've had some dealings with Indians, see that I speak to, do I know the old ways? Or
No white man would ever know the old ways.
Or know that these are followers of a different path.
Yeah, you can definitely, there are some Indians that have no problems using modern weapons or anything metal, etc. And you've run across types that really eschew this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know there's definite camps, but you don't understand the full...
Right, ramification.
Yeah.
We have weapons. I see you aren't wielding them. I assume that's by choice. Would they enable you to trade and make yourselves a better way?
No. We try not to touch anything like that.
All right, well, then I wish you a Godspeed and that he watches over you.
If they're not going to accept the weapons, we take them back with us.
Yes. No, yes. Don't leave them lying here on the ground.
Take the wheelbarrow back, too. Now give over the redwoods to Warlord Quan.
Do you wish me to try to heal your arm?
He says he was injured this way when he was a youth.
I have.
See, I mean, if you want to try, we'd like you to try.
I'm more than willing to. Honored one. All right.
Do you have something that can specifically get rid of a very old wound?
Greater healing!
Yes.
Heal permanent cripple injury. It's at negative. Yeah. That's right.
Before you do that, or have you just done it?
Yeah.
What I can give this a... I can throw down a +4.
Sure. I was going to say, isn't it worse than that to do a permanent crippling one?
Yes. Let me quickly read. Permanent crippling...
Actually, it just says we get a +4 to our next trait roll. It doesn't say when the next trait roll is.
Yes. I would agree. That would be a -6 in total rather than a -2. So, but with the +4, I succeed.
Okay.
Boom. Yeah, because I was just looking at the gun. And that just says on our next trait roll. It doesn't say when the next trait roll is, so.
We go and stand next to him and we keep that.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. Sure. His arm starts to, he gets a little bit more color to it, and he's able to flex his fingers at first over the shoulder, and he looks very pleased. He says, indeed, your creator is a mighty power.
Indeed, he is. The word, if you still listen to the words of the brothers, I would advise you not to take them lightly. He is the one. And all may come before him.
He gives you the look that I must ponder this thing.
All right. Go back into town.
You better be in that pew Sunday.
No, I didn't say that.
Do we want to burn the forest as we go so the warlord doesn't get it?
No.
No.
No. Right. Well, I mean, okay. Not this.
As we head in back there, we'll just keep a wary eye out to make sure we're not going to be suddenly attacked by a whole bunch of Chinamen looking around for us.
Yeah, give me a tracking roll.
Luke. I need a new disguise now.
Bing, just throw the 4 in there so I can't fail.
Yes, John has been seen now.
Yep.
Bink.
All right, good enough. You're able to find an alternate track back so you don't have to get too close to where they may be looking for you.
Yeah.
It does take a little longer between having to deal with these riders, took some time out to have dinner with the Indians, and a longer trek back. So you are getting into town much later than you had suspected.
Well, we're not seeing Tam till tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. So yeah, Tam is on the agenda tomorrow. Just need to decide what we're going to talk to him about.
Yeah. Well, he wants to talk to us, so yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to my room.
Yeah. I say, at some point, do we want to talk to the sheriff and see if we can slap him into being a more upstanding person?
No.
Not at all. No way.
Triads, whatever we try, they control everything here.
Yeah, they are the government here. I mean, there isn't another government, so.
Fine. That's what I was trying to work out, but no one replied to my message on the board, so.
Not really.
So, okay.
Now we know what we're looking out for.
Well, we should cover the hole again as well. Do we put the guardian back up?
I think we can be sure we're going to get the information soon, I think we probably should, because we don't know how long it's going to be until we can work out what the ritual is. Mm-hmm. Anything we can do to put off other people. It's just a matter of how easy we're going to find it to deal with him.
I did have an idea as well. If we could get a glass vial or an explosive or something and place it inside the rock creature and then put the gem back in there so that when it built up, it would build around the whatever it was. So they defeat the creature and then the vial breaks and kills them anyway.
And when we defeat the creature next time and the guard...
Well, we know what is coming, so we could prepare for it.
I was thinking you were meaning we put an explosive nearby the gem, so we just need to shoot the explosive and it will destroy the gem temporarily.
No, I mean,
others better do it too.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to be the ones who do this. So let's not do anything with it. Let's leave it open for them to come back and.
I think we should fill in the hole.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
Easy enough to.
Yeah.
Dig the hole out.
the one thing I'll point out is that currently the Noodle doesn't actually know where it is because everyone who went there died. Well, it's not
no,
really.
We don't know that. Yeah, the mind reader. We don't know.
We do not know if the mind reader was there or not. Yes.
Yeah, we don't know if they died. Yeah. So. Whatever.
Well,
it's
possible well if you go back to fill in the hole.
If we go back to the... Oh, okay, fine. What happens?
Well, I'm just saying...
So we be careful not to be tracked because we know we're being followed everywhere.
Mm-hmm. it doesn't look like anyone followed you out of Shan Fan, so when you're coming back, if you stop on the way back into town, you're all okay. Right. But no, you don't see any tracks of anyone else having come by the area once you left the last time.
Yeah.
So if someone else does know the location, it doesn't look like they've come back.
Yeah, I mean, honestly... We have a pretty good disguise here, but whatever. It doesn't much matter. We can dig it up or put it.
It was a temporary thing. It would not last. We may have to go away for weeks or months to find that thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't. We can cover it up. Do what we will.
Sounds good. And then you head back.
So we are sending the creature back up again, or just so I'm clear?
No.
We're not?
No.
I thought we were.
I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a guardian of this.
That's fine. We can just kill it again when we come back.
We know what we
are. We know it's coming. We know what we need to deal with.
We know we could send in. If we were able to find somebody.
I'm thinking more we will know it's coming. We know what to set up for, what to look for as it forms, so we can get an early shot on it, so it won't surprise us.
Yes, sure.
That is true.
Alright, sounds like a plan.
Alright, so you reinstall the Guardian, you bury the entrance, and you head back to the Red Lantern District.
I've got that smell in my head for a while. Ugh. Decomposing body that's been there a few days? Yeah. Ugh.
Get back to your hotel. That cat that you fed earlier is waiting out front for you there. Luke.
Luke, you little softy there.
Goes right up to you, Luke.
I fed it a bit of fish, which may or may not have turned around and said, yes, softy.
No, I'd said that the fish was still good when you pulled it out.
Yeah.
It's not going to go rancid. The power of the Lord.
Is it a feral stray, or is it this?
No, it seems to be pretty friendly. A little malnourished, but.
What the hell? I'll pick it up and start. What the hell?
Take it back in. Luke has got a friend. Yeah, there you go.
Big question now, does Luke now have fleas?
I think the question now is the way around. Comes out. Is he wearing a trapper hat now?
Nice. And the other question is, given that he's got hat hair, will it be the other way around for the flea question?
True enough. So you guys are just going to stay the night until you're meeting with Tam, or are you going to do the meeting with Tam?
Oh, yeah, we're going to... Tam is tomorrow about lunch, so that's what we're going to do next. Inform the Mormon brothers that we got back all right, what happened, unfortunately.
So this... Yong wants to go visit his parents tonight.
I have not gone back to them or contacted them at all.
Yeah, so unless you want to do that, I think we're pretty. I don't think anyone has any plans for tonight. So that's it.
And let's. I know we got about 20 minutes, but let's call it there because the Tam thing is going to be extensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I expect that as much.
Yep. So the.
All right, I'll do just do one experience for today.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, just one.
We solved a side quest.
you created your own and solved your own side quest. Yeah, out of the actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 6 possible Savage Tales that were set up, you went counter to every one of them.
yes.
What?
Yes. For us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
The whole thing with the Indians was I threw you that and gave you a little bit of information that you would find out later in the module, just because you're pushing for it. It's like, yeah, sure, I'll reward it. I'll give you something.
And it was something that they say that a lot of the shamans have been having visions of. So it's like, yeah, one shaman's as good as another. Here, have a vision.
I did not count six things we could have touched on.
Well, we got, I mean, the vault, the vault, the Mormon / Indians, which we did, the monks.
What are we going to do with the monks? Go visit them and say, what's up?
Hi, dragons, eh? they might have more.
And I've now got a cat. Who knows what that might develop into?
Yeah, that's right. You might have a little guard there now for anyone trying to break into your room or something. Yeah, don't worry too much about missing them. I'm going to weave them back into stuff that you do sideways anyway. So okay. You'll get to them. You're going roundabout. Roundabout.
A Tam to deal with as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tam I got, and then Thin Noodle Wop probably need to murder sometime.
Yep.
That's four.
That might be what Tam wishes to discuss with us.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's likely.
Yeah, Tam is also the entrance to a few other possible tales as well, just depending on what you want to do with them.
And any other agent of the society may turn up at any point with other points. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's easy enough to work you into one of the pathways. I just didn't want to force you down one if you weren't ready to go yet. Your diversions were interesting enough, and I got you some plot through them. So.
Yeah, I'm just confused about what we missed, because I guess we missed something.
No, I don't think it's so much you missed it. It's just you put it off. It's something you wanted to do later, and you subscribe to more immediate threat to other things, which is fine. That's, no, nothing wrong with that.
We've got a full quest log here. We need to start working through it.
Yes, we do. All right. Well, thanks for running the game, Barry. It was fun.
And 2 weeks.
Yep.
Feel good in 2 weeks.
Yep. Did nobody want to die and come back harrowed with that card?
I've got four chips I haven't used.
I stab you until you lose all four.
Yeah, I'm sure that harrowed card will come up again sometime.
Yeah, let alone all cards we can play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good one.
And we'll see you in two. People tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Okay. And I'll come to you next week.
Anyone need me to leave the server up for a bit? Or no?
No, there's nothing going on.
Okay. Night, guys.
Night.
All right.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.